10 the podcast, 10 minutes every 10 days. My name is John Wilkerson, and today I have joining me on the podcast my parrot, Lulu. Hey, Lulu. How you doing? So you might hear her squawking every once in a while. Don't worry about it. She likes the podcast, and actually right now she's just kind of preening on my shoulder, but that's not a big deal. Anyway, today I wanted to talk to you about five ways to help your favorite podcaster. Now, granted, probably most of the people that listen to this are podcasters themselves, but I think sometimes we forget as podcasters to do these things as well. Now, I've been podcasting since 2005, and that makes me an old timer when it comes to this hobby of mine. Over the last 11 years, there have been a lot of innovations in the podcasting industry, but one thing hasn't changed. You still need the help of your listeners. If you're a listener of podcasts, you've probably wondered how to best help and support your favorite podcasters. And if you're a podcaster, you kind of know how to help other podcasters, but sometimes you're so busy trying to promote your podcast that you forget to do this as well. Now, sure, donations and advertisements are great ways to help us out, but there are five ways to help your favorite podcaster that only take a little bit of your time and it won't cost you a dime. And you can tweet that. Five ways to help your favorite podcaster that only take a little bit of time and won't cost you a dime. So the first way is to listen to their podcast. Now, this seems like a no-brainer, but it's really important. I've seen a lot of people share my podcast show notes and not listen. We're talking about over at the Wired Homeschool. They share the show notes, and I don't get nearly as many listens to the podcast as people who see the list that I'm talking about or whatever. There's usually so much more in the podcast than you will find in show notes. Sure, show notes can be great to share, but take the time to actually listen to the podcast. I am sometimes guilty of this myself. When I'm sharing someone else's podcast, I may just share it and look over the show notes, but not listen. So listen to their podcast. Number two is to talk about their podcast. Maybe you remember when you were a kid and you went to see a movie, and all you could do was talk about it and quote lines for it for 6 months. Podcasters like it when you do that with their podcasts too. After listening, talk about what you heard with other people. They'll want to know where you got that information or interesting quote, and you can move on to the next way to help a podcaster, which is to share their podcast. Like I said, this ties into talking about someone's podcast. Sharing your favorite podcasts over social media or in person helps spread the word about them. Many podcasters cannot afford advertising. They rely 100% on word of mouth or social media to get the word about their podcast. So if you're a listener, share your favorite podcast today. Share the list of podcasts. If you're a blogger, make a list. Make one of those blog posts on your list, right? Top five podcasts that I listen to for social media tips. My five favorite podcasts, my 10 favorite podcasts, all the podcasts in my podcast queue. Whatever the case may be, share your favorite podcaster's podcast. The fourth way is to subscribe to their podcast. Podcasters are constantly sharing their podcasts on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and other social media outlets. And I think because so many people are following podcasts through these social media sites, they don't feel the need to subscribe to a podcast. Let me explain. If I consistently post on Friday on my Facebook page that a new podcast is out, why does anyone need to subscribe to my podcast? It's right there in Facebook. And if I'm hosting it with Libsyn, I can actually have a player right there in Facebook that they can play right there. They don't need to subscribe to my podcast because they're subscribed to my Facebook page, or they're following me on Twitter, or they're watching my Pinterest feed or my Instagram feed, whatever the case may be. But podcast subscriptions help provide social proof and help increase a podcast's visibility. Now, I don't know how much in the grand scheme of things this helps. I can tell you from a personal experience that based on the information that I can collect, anywhere from 2 to 3 times as many people listen to my podcast as are subscribed to my podcast. And if all of those people subscribed to my podcast, I don't know, perhaps it would appear higher in iTunes. And I know that that's not the ultimate goal, is to appear at the top of a category in iTunes. That doesn't necessarily define success unless that's one of your factors that you're looking for to define success. But I think it is tied in with kind of where things appear in a podcast. And from what we've been able to gather, subscription rates, the rate at which people are subscribing to a podcast, do appear to affect where a podcast falls in a category. Finally, you can review their podcast. No matter where you listen to a podcast, please take the time to review it. I can tell you, as podcasters, we are so guilty of this. We just sometimes don't take the time to review the podcasts that we're listening to. We want people to review our podcast, but we don't want to take 5 minutes to review another. Think about it. If you listen to 20 podcasts and you just review one a day, it would take you less than a month to review every single podcast that you listen to. And that would help those listeners. And as a podcaster, if you're reviewing it, some podcasters read their reviews. And so you can, maybe they'll read your review and promote your podcast as well. So these are ways to help. iTunes, Stitcher, and other podcast syndication services provide ways for you to review a podcast. Your review might help someone else decide to listen and subscribe. If someone's looking through a podcast and the reviews and they're deciding whether or not to watch it, and they see your review that's positive and upbeat, and you mention a specific episode that helped you, that might help that person make the decision to subscribe to that podcast. So get out there and review a podcast today. All right, let's go back through this list real quick. Listen to their podcast. These are the 5 ways to help your favorite podcaster. Listen to their podcast. Talk about their podcast. Share their podcast. Subscribe to their podcast. And review their podcast. Now, I know this particular episode is a little more polished than previous episodes have been in the past. I decided that I wanted to just kind of go through this instead of trying to... I wrote everything down. I wrote my show notes first, and I didn't want to do this off the top of my head like I'm doing right now. So I know normally this is a top of mind podcast, but sometimes I have to break my rules. Hey, just be glad that I'm recording it and releasing it on the 20th like I intended to do. Okay, so coming up after I sign off, I'm going to play for you a promo for Spirit Blade: A World of Shadows and also the Spirit Blade Legacy Edition, which is free for a limited time. So if you are into audio drama, I think you are going to love these audio dramas. Like I said, the first one is free, and if you like what you hear, you can buy the other two. Here's a little tip. I actually have a small part in the third of the trilogy, which has finally come to a close. That's going to do it for this week. After this, you're going to hear that promo, and then that's going to be it. That's where it's going to end. So thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking me in your ears. My name is John Wilkerson, and you have been listening to 10 the Podcast.
The future, a world where the quest for truth has ended.
Do you believe in the supernatural, Mr. Vendarius?
Surprise! The Shada will bring hell to earth for thousands of years.
Shot division, kill them all!
The trilogy is complete. Spirit Blade, a full cast audio drama. For a limited time, download the Legacy Edition of Spirit Blade for free at spiritblade.com.